Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time now, Lord. You know what day it is today around the world. It is a day of celebration, packing in food, giving up gifts, Lord, to one another. But we thank you, Father, for giving us the only begotten Son.
Amen.
That's the only gift, Father, that mankind truly needs. Not a cake, not a house, not a car, not a career. It's the Savior,
Amen.
The Redeemer.
Amen.
For what hope is there, Father, without Him? Or with Him, Lord, we are someone. Someone saved by your grace to be a part of your family. We thank you, Lord, for this gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So, Father, now, as Brother Nice come to minister, Lord, we ask that you anoint him.
Amen.
Touch his lips, Lord, and for words of edification and truth, Lord. And for the hearts and the ears that were here to reach out to receive it, Father.
Yes.
Let your word, O Father, be the absolute in our life, be the truth. For the word of God is the living word, is the word of eternal life. There's no life outside the word of God. And we thank you, Lord, for this word. So, Father, bless now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It's good to see you again. And we thank the Lord for the holidays, that we can make the best use of it for spiritual purpose. I'm grateful to the Lord. Those of us that are meeting for the first time, the Lord bless you. And my old friend and brother, Brother James Nair, the Lord bless you, brother. Shalom to you. So happy to meet you again after such a long time. And how the Lord has kept you, especially in this trying moment that you went through. Our God is a comforter. Amen. And Sister Grati, thank you for again and again for staying back. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Phyllis, welcome. Thank you so very much for coming. And all our lovely brothers and sisters. I never knew that I was tired until I got into the home of Brother Henry and Sister Joyce. And when she began to direct my physical body in terms of food, I knew I had problems. I was really tired. Amen. You know, when we left here on Sunday, in fact, during the second service, I barely could stand. Because, like I said, I had 38 services in 4 weeks in Nadi, Suva, and the other islands in Fiji. You know, when you are doing something and you see the hand of the Lord, you don't check the body or the cost. When you see the Lord responding to the faith of the people, it does not matter what we spend or the time or whatever. We had a total of 98 souls baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And like I keep repeating, especially from the Seventh-day Adventist Church, they are not easy to come by, and the Assemblies of God and other body of Christians, as we call them, or as they call themselves. So sometimes the message is not supposed to be hidden as it is, but in the early days, even after the departure of Brother Brown, the Pentecostal leaders or charismatic leaders who had other agendas knew that if they let out the message of the hour, it would not allow them to achieve their goals of building separate empires. And so they quietly took from the message ignored the messenger and propagated something and just taking one soft spot, they ran with it, got a lot of foolishness, built a kingdom, built an empire. And they will always check by monitoring the people, not to give them the liberty to see the other side of what they are seeing. But every child of God must be found. So as it stands, God is not yet done. I say that because back home, and even in Africa, there are churches in the end time message that propagate that, oh, everything is settled. You don't just have to do anything, just wake up in the morning, praise the Lord, appreciate Brother Brown, make a quote, go to sleep. It's all done. That if God will bring anybody, He will bring. No, God won't bring like that. Amen. He has not changed the way by which salvation will reach man. It is by preaching of the word. We can have books, even the books won't preach. Amen. The books will go a long way, but it won't preach. Amen. Somebody could read something and won't understand. They totally not read Isaiah chapter 53. But that was true. But he didn't understand. The Lord had to send a living ministry. Philip was there on ground.
Amen.
And what Philip did, he took same scripture out of Isaiah 53. The Bible says that Philip preached Jesus unto the eunuch. And he got him baptized. He didn't talk about, oh, what will happen to him if he goes to Ethiopia? There is no church. Oh, there is no home church. Why are you going everywhere, creating problems? So, for example, somebody just wrote back. We have a group back home, and then we send these messages. The testimonies were going into the groups. And somebody said, you laid hand on Assemblies of God, pastor, somebody that just coming out from Assemblies of God. You lay hand on him to take leadership of the church to preach the truth. How do you do that? They should find a church somewhere. Say, like 700 kilometers away. Did the Ethiopian not come back to Jerusalem to stay with Peter? Why do we want to do what the work of the Holy Ghost is? Why do we want to do the work of God? Why do we want to check whether the heavens and the cloud is being held by the pillars, the unseen pillars, and then we want to build the ones we want, the Chinese, Indian, Arabic, Arabian contractors to now build the physical pillar to replace God's invisible pillars. Mm-hmm. Amen. So I told him, I said, the Lord will take care.
Right. Right.
Amen. This Assemblies of God pastor came up before his people in his own city. He's even a government representative. He's a geologist, a well known, and he stood openly and denounced what he was holding and believed the faith. Though few months ago, somebody gave him the message of Brother Brown and other materials, and he said he just picked this message and just kept them. He checked them, he couldn't even understand. Yes, it's like a forest, he couldn't understand. Mm-hmm. But at the prophet time, the Lord got a hold of him, and he was not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He declared openly, got baptized with his family, and we decided to hold a meeting in his place. It was not part of the plan. So we invited friends. We had up to about 100 persons, over 100, in Vraketi. Sat there for 3 days, morning and evening, having fellowship, sharing, and then praying for the sick. And before you know it, through that one man, we had about 22 persons baptized again.
Amen.
So, where would they go? They won't go with us to Nandi. They will not bring them to Singapore. They don't need to come to Africa. Amen. Right there. Stay together. Just continue the work. The Lord will teach you. The Lord will lead you. Amen. So we thank the Lord for all that the Lord has been doing these few days. So the body was really tired. But I thank the Lord for Sister Joyce. She has been helping, amen, to see that I eat well. That's the good part. Amen. Don't go where you will not eat. Praise the Lord. Amen. So she saw that I take to God and I must eat well and then have strength to stand. So, but I thank the Lord for all of us who were here last week tolerating me and all. The Lord bless you. And we know that the Lord passed through His word to bless us. Sister Ruth, you're welcome. With a key, Emmanuel. God bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads one more time. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this hour that we have. We humble ourselves in your holy presence. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous will run it and they'll be saved. Come and have your way this day. Lord, open our hearts that we may look into deep things. Father, we cannot hear for ourselves, but help us to hear. Help us to speak. And let the glory be unto you alone. For unto you shall the gathering of your people be. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe during the second service, I'm going to teach you a song. I will not leave without singing. Amen. I want to talk about redemption. Redemption. And the title of this passage is Redemption, Out and In. Bringing out and taking in. Like we know in the foundation, the base of the message of the hour, we believe Brother Branham said, redemption is not complete when it is just coming out. There must be a going in. But before we open any scripture, I was discussing this something with the brethren in Fiji. That even the Bible says all scriptures are given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Correct?
Amen.
But you know that we could still take a verse in this scripture and make a tradition out of it.
Yes.
And offend God.
Right.
Let me give you an example. God checks the motives. He judges the motives of man. I put this scripture. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. It's a scripture. Correct?
Yes.
But do you know the purpose why those who recite this, why they recite it? Is to project a subject of Trinity. When you hear it from the charismatic church or the Catholic church or the Anglican church, they are not quoting this scripture, that particular scripture, for the purpose of what it was given. But they are using it to remind the people that what we are telling you is true because of this. They quote that. It becomes a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And indirectly or directly it offends God. The Lord is not a familiar spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right.
So you cannot come to the Lord and be doing the same thing all over like a robot.
Right.
Amen. Even angels that are not given the kind of freedom we have, for example, in terms of the angels, when they fell, God didn't go after them because there was no father-son relationship between him and them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Unlike us. But with that, we need to be careful the way we take things in. Praise the Lord. Because God wants us to be led by His Spirit.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, if you have made up your mind already, so with the way you understand something, especially of God, then there is no need for you to come to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have already made up your mind.
Right.
But if you are coming to the Lord, just create a vacuum. Allow Him fill you. Amen. There is something missing. Each time God met Abraham, He had something to correct in him. Abraham could never say that he had attained. Paul said, though I have attained this, but I put it behind, I press for the mark of a high calling. Right. There's always room to press. As long as we find a new day, there's something to press. As long as we press and not offend the pattern of God.
Right.
Because God has got His pattern.
Right.
I give another example. When the word of God is written in a particular place, for example, in the New Testament, you find the scripture, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It is not effective starting from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. If it is the word of God, it must have been effective from the beginning. Though it was not yet time for it to manifest, because there was not a Jesus Christ in the person, there was not a Jesus Christ in manifestation, but that word was in the mind of God coming until the hour of manifestation. It will manifest. And the moment it manifests, it is true all over, because the word of God is eternal. Amen. Praise the Lord. The word of God is the revelation of eternity. Amen. It is the revelation of eternity, the thoughts of God. Amen. So we find that. Amos said something. He said, God will do nothing unless He reveals to His servant the prophet. It is not, it is not that statement which we know very well in the end times group, and we quote it all the time because Brother Bram quoted that, was not effective from the time of Amos. It has always been.
Right.
But it took Amos to bring it out that, okay, this is the formula. God will do nothing unless He reveals to His servant the prophet. And that was what I was trying to share last Sunday. God can allow people to see visions. God can allow people to have miracles.
Right.
We should not be moved by miracles.
Right.
Amen. For I compared Moses and Balaam. God was having such a serious program as bringing Israel out of Egypt, and He sent Moses. Why should God allow a Balaam to be a distraction? And when Balaam came, he was more promising than Moses. He was more outspoken than Moses. In the days of Brother Abraham, God had a serious business doing. But He allowed other ministers to spring up, and they were also doing well, and they were close to Brother Abraham. They were distractions. This is how I see it. But God, in His program, allowed it, because He's selecting.
Right.
He's selecting. He wants to know His own.
Right. Yes.
So when those men came, you know what it created? They were these for Apollos. They were these for Cephas. They were these saying they were of Paul. And Paul, who knew quickly, by the revelation, rebuked his own team and said, listen, you were not baptized in the name of Paul. Looking unto Jesus,
right,
the author and the finisher of your faith.
Yes.
And this morning, I want to talk about redemption. Redemption.
Amen.
Redemption. Going in and coming, going out rather, coming out and going in. Jesus Christ is the center of God's program.
Mm-hmm.
The theme of the entire Bible.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Is the only one that we will all look up to. Every other man, every other creation of God will look up to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
When we have a body change, none of us will be older than Him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
None of us will be greater than Him.
Right.
We can be as he is. That's allowed. That's what he gives. So when we shall see him, we shall be as he is. That's how the highest we can come. As the Father, as he said, as he overcame and sat with the Father in his throne, so we also will overcome and sit with him in his throne.
Amen.
Praise be the name of God. Amen. But we will not be worshipped.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Let's take a first reading from 1 Peter. Let's try to be relaxed in his presence.
Yes.
This is our feasting. As the word is coming, you can find the chicken there, you can find the turkey, you can find the rice, you can find the carols, the real ones.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So you miss nothing. Don't let the world push you. 1 Peter chapter 1, my reading is from verse 13. Amen. Wherefore, guide up the lions of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call me the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. May the Lord add blessings. Amen. Can I hear you say amen to
me? Amen.
Echo. Amen. Before God created the world, as we know, that it was the self-existing one. God in himself, is eternity. When you talk about eternity, there is nothing that is eternal apart from God. So God is eternity. But to reveal his attributes, his mind, he had to pay a price. Amen? There are many sections to this. I'm going to try to stay on one part. I believe that in the great mind of God, all he wanted to manifest, he could not actually manifest them in eternity there, because they will be separate entities and they will become eternal. Take for instance,
if he had created angels in eternity and there was a rebellion as it happened, the moment it will happen there, it will be that Lucifer, who turned Satan, will be eternal. But God squeezed up everything in his mind and only had one outlet, which is the Logos.
Amen.
Outside the Logos, you can actually not point anything. For all things were created by him. And there was nothing that was created, it says, that was not by him.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
So, he shut up all other roots and opened this singular phase by which he will reveal himself. But to do that, he paid a price. The world was created on loan. He took a loan to create the world. The Bible says that the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. Now, another scripture says, before the foundation of the world. Now, if the Lamb was slain, when there was nothing, you can't point the reason why the Lamb was slain. There was no danger in view from our own eyes and perspective today. But the all-knowing one who did not lose eternity, even in time. When God stepped into time, he didn't lose eternity.
Right.
He didn't lose his mind. Amen.
Amen.
He kept all that he was. He squeezed it, but only to be revealed by the Logos. Only to be revealed by the Word. Only to be revealed by the shed blood of the Lamb.
Right.
So, he took a loan and the world was created. So, the world standing was standing in debt. The world was owing all creatures. The Bible says they were created for his pleasure. So, we are indebted. The trees are indebted to God. The ocean, the sea, the animals in the sea, the animals on the land, the fowls of the earth, everything was indebted to him.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And then he watched the thing. He watched how the course will run. In the celestial realm, Lucifer, standing as God's champion, the light bearer, the preacher, the one who told the mind of God to other creatures. As long as he took the light, as he carried the light, there was no problem. That was his ministry.
Uh-huh.
That light defined him.
That's right.
But the time came that he began to reason within himself.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want us to know that all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made. If evil in this as a seed in Lucifer, that was a time bomb waiting to explode, if God was not aware of evil, then we should be afraid. Because it means that there's something he doesn't know.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5 to 7 tells us, and rightly position it in verse 7. He said, I, the Lord, I make peace. I created light. I form darkness. I make evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. It's like a boasting. Hitting his hand on his chest. It's like a boasting. I, the Lord, do all these
Amen.
Things.
That's right.
But God had a target. Amen.
Yeah.
He wanted a father-son relationship.
Amen.
He wanted to really come down. Because if you are checking, when you talk about the greatness of God, don't talk about the Red Sea dividing.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So when people talk about, oh, how God so used a man. For example, in our generation, we've heard of Brother Brown. We practically see him. Is that not correct?
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about him, you practically remember. You practically see him. Those of us who are young, who were not born in those days. Even those of us who were born, who had not grown to see him in person.
We practically build the image in our minds when somebody talks about it, or we are reading
right.
the testimonies. But the greatness of God is not judging those things.
Right.
I want us to consider something. If I stand here, or when you're standing, if there's a sugar ant here, you can't see it. It's your natural eyes. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So why did God create this sugar ant? From where he is. And he created the sugar ant that I am so close with, I can't see it. And he knows their number. He knows their part, their organs. He knows what, if they feel pain, he knows. So it means God, that's so great, humbled himself so low to deal with the ant. And he did not forget to tell us that we should learn from the ant. He made the ant our teacher
uh-huh.
in a particular course.
Right.
If you are doing laziness, 101, you need to go to the ant.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So he made him a teacher to mankind. Say, go learn from the ant.
That's right.
Amen. So we see the greatness of God in very little things. We see the greatness of God in those things that do not count to us. God took his time to allow certain things to concern him. And those are things we hurriedly push with the back of our hands and say, let it just move. So coming back, God was aware of evil.
Mm-hmm.
He knew it, he put it there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
For a purpose.
Right.
And that was why, not to cause confusion, he already gave an offering. He already paid a price.
Right.
That I pay this price, let this loan be serviced, I'll be servicing the loan until the full price is repaid.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's going to need to be a repayment of that loan.
Right.
That loan needs to be serviced. Needs to be serviced until it is paid.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started. He serviced the loan in the celestial realm with the angels. There was a falling. But that was not a serious matter to God. He just clipped them, locked them up in chains of darkness,
mm-hmm.
waiting for the time. Then he came to earth. And then he raised a man in his own image after his likeness. But God had a challenge.
Right.
It was easy for God to overcome with the angels. Because when he left eternity, he was not going to live in time. He was going to pass through time and go back to eternity. That is,
uh-huh.
the things that were in his mind, he will unveil them through the word of God, through his word, the revelation of his word. Then he will pass them through time, and then at the other side of the eternity, those things that were hidden as attributes will now be tangible things. We all existed in the mind of God, but not in this body. We all existed in the mind of God as a thought, as an idea in the mind of God. We're all there. But when we will be meeting him in the other side of eternity, amen, we will not be in his mind. We will be tangible as we are right now. Though in a different body. Amen.
Amen.
Are we following?
Yes.
So, what happened? God will come down every cool of the day and fellowship with Adam. Fellowship is very important.
Yes.
It's the purpose why God created man.
Mm-hmm.
The primary purpose was for fellowship. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He had enough worship with the angels.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God didn't share, he didn't interact with the angels the way he's interacting with man.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Didn't tell them secrets.
Oh,
praise the Lord.
Right.
They only knew what they were allowed to know.
Right.
But beyond that, right. when it comes to mankind, Adam, who was just coming, even the angels jealous and said, what is man that you are, that thou art mindful of? Who is the son of man? What's the son of man that you thou visitest?
Mm-hmm.
So, watch him. He came down and we fellowship with Adam. Oh, Adam, my son. You know, in eternity, I wanted to be a healer. And Adam will ask, what's that? Healer. He has never heard that word.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Lord will explain, you know, healer, if somebody falls sick or is dying, I just heal the person. That won't work in this my kingdom. There's no one sick.
Right.
And the Lord will go back. He comes again another day. You know, Adam, I wanted to be a redeemer. In fact, I already started the work, but you won't understand.
Right.
To be a redeemer. What is a redeemer? Who is a redeemer? At once, who buys back what is lost?
Right.
And Adam, in his own small world, nothing was lost.
Right.
Say, Lord, that is good, my father, but that ministry can't work here. You know, in my kingdom, Adam keeps saying, in my kingdom, everything, as you can see, is in order. I'm doing just right, the way you wanted me to do.
That's true.
Amen.
Amen.
So God was trapped in time. Eternity was trapped in time. So Adam became a barrier. So, because there's this thing that is going on, how we point the women, the sisters. Through the woman the fall came, through the woman the fall came, through the woman the fall came. Did the fall actually come through the woman? It's not true. Amen. When you find definitions in dictionary, you have first meaning, second meaning, you keep coming down. You keep making it wider. Amen. But if you look at it, God who created all things is all powerful, and he created mankind, formed them and put them in the garden, but he said, don't touch. Then there is a problem already. The moment there is a law, there will be sin.
Right.
Without the law, there is no sin.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
If Adam got in the garden with his wife and they just were allowed to go everywhere and there was no restriction, then they were in the true paradise.
Mm-hmm.
But the true paradise had not yet come, because the earth, the heavens, the world was owing. A lamb had been slain.
Right.
And the price must be paid. And for God to pay the price, he had to put something there through which he will come and pay that price.
Right.
Amen. Yes. The woman, without the woman, the fall would not have come. Because the man was made in the image and the glory of God.
Amen.
But the woman was created as the glory of the man. You understand that?
Right.
So God is a God of order. So each time he came, Adam will not give way. Then he decided to negotiate. It was a negotiation. Adam, I will make a help meet for you. It's not about marriage only. It's beyond marriage.
It's all brother, it's all.
That's why when somebody is ready to get married in the church, he comes to me and says, Pastor, you know, I found somebody. I say, welcome, you want to die. You're ready to die. Amen. Because the things, the nonsense you think you couldn't take, you will take now.
Right.
You were not patient before. Every time you have to, if you're a fast walker, you know, before I got married, I used to walk like, you know, but now when I got married, I have to slow down. She just want to take her time, and there's nothing to do. If it is India, they say, Indians will say what to do. When an Indian man say what to do, no, he's finished. No. Amen. Nothing to do, you just slow down and keep going. And that is what it is. Amen. So Adam was slowed down.
Right.
He died.
Mm-hmm.
And when he died, you are looking at the problem. God is not interested in problems.
Right.
He's the solution.
Yeah.
He came, he passed through.
Right.
Now, after the fall, brethren, we understand that mankind started searching. Unless the Lord reveals to us by his favor, his program, we will still be searching. There is no search. The one that has received the Holy Ghost has entered into God's rest and ceased from labor. Adam started searching. The man tilled the ground. In tilling the ground, they found gold. In tilling the ground, they found iron. In tilling the ground, they found copper. They are tilling the ground, they're finding things. But that's not what it will pay the price. Adam started plucking leaves, and he discovered the fig leaf religion, as Brother Abraham puts it, fig leaf religion, a covering. In the morning it's fresh, it's so nice. At noontime it withers. At evening time it is gone. It bends over. The nakedness is discovered again. It didn't do the job. Amen. The same God came and showed man the sample. An innocent lamb. The innocent was killed for the guilty. And the people of God were crippled. But the price has not yet been paid. John continues. Let's look at some things in scriptures. Romans chapter 8. Let's see how Paul puts this particular thing. In Romans chapter 8, let's look at from verse 18. 18 will help us. It says here, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God." It means the creatures were also searching. When you are waiting for something, you are in expectation, correct? And if you are in expectation, you'll be looking out. The creatures were searching. Why were they searching? Verse 20. "For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God." Then he says, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain until now." Amen. So the creatures, which include us, amen, we were not subject to vanity by our own will. It stated there. So we stop pointing fingers. Oh, she caused it. Oh, he caused it. No. Amen. We will understand that Jesus said, "It is true that this ought to happen, but woe unto him through which it came." We understand that the creature are waiting for the sons of God to be what Adam used to be. So what was Adam then? He was a king. Every man is a king in himself. A prince. He spoke the mind of God. Adam spoke the mind of God. Did you see that in the creation, in the formation of the beast, when God brought them to Adam to name, that God did not need to guide him? Why? He had it on the inside as a book in his life. The life of God was the book of life in Adam. It was opened. When Adam named those beasts, there were not seven seals sealed anywhere. When Adam named those beasts, there was no seven thunders in expectation. No. But when it fell, and God came. Because God had a negotiation, a proper arrangement with Adam. He said to Adam, "I will help you. I'm the one to fix this. Because I'm going somewhere you can't stop me." What do you think all this program is all about? It's not about us. We're invited to be part of God's program. It's God's program. So when we now stand out to corner the program, to create attention towards ourselves, Paul said, we preach Christ and not ourselves. So when we start preaching ourselves, in every field, man has been searching. They search and search, and they discover biology. They said they discovered geography. They said, oh, to make life easy, yet it's getting difficult. In the medical line, they search, and then they come have different kind of doctors. All the doctors in the world today are more than the sick people. And yet, people are still dying.
They are searching and they have not found anything. Why? They are looking at the wrong picture. They need to go back and find God's pattern and not those that God is sending, because God, like I told you, will not do anything unless he sends his servants, the prophets.
Amen.
We also search, in a sense. We run with the war. It is allowed. When your child was 5 or 6 years old, one day you told the child he or she was going to go to school, and you hung a small bag empty, only having snacks and biscuits and whatever, and drinks on his back, and the small guy went, and you told him, go and search whether you can find the answer for the world. That's why we go to school, to search. But the educated man dies, and the illiterate also dies. The world has no answer, except because they missed God's messengers. The Jews were searching, and God tricked them. Yes, took Moses to the mountain. When they found Moses, they thought they found everything. Even the Moses they did not respect. The Moses they did not love. He was too hard. He was too slow. They compared him to other leaders. Those religious ones compared him to Balaam. Yes. The only good men when the men have gone. I don't think people worship Abraham. They tried worshiping him in the box. You know, they know he will rebuke them. Like what is happening in Africa. We have messiahs now in human flesh.
Yes.
They are carrying the same cloud. Amen.
Right.
Why not another one? The same cloud that appeared to Abraham. They are carrying the same one and wearing on them and calling themselves Elohim. It's happening everywhere. In every continent you have those madness. Because they're searching for something. You can take this Bible and still be wrong.
Right.
Because you're searching your own way. You can receive God's message and still be wrong.
Right.
Because you want to understand it your own way. Humble thyself. The ant. If we want to study the ant, we can't do it in a hurry. We must be patient. Because number one, you might need, like I'm putting on, if I'm putting on this to see the letters, how much more the ant that is down there? You just hide there. But the activities are going on.
Yes.
When you step on them, to them they call it natural disaster. You are a tornado to them. A tornado. That's what you are. You are an earthquake to them. You step on them because you didn't see them. So they call it natural disaster. But they continue their work. They're still working. Amen.
Amen.
So what happened? They searched and found nothing. But they built school of thoughts. Until some search and say there is no God. There is no intelligence behind all this arrangement of mountains, hills, valleys, falls. All that we see, the plateaus, there is no intelligence behind them. Behind those things. They say there is no God. Amen.
Right.
But let's look at something. Especially for me. Now, Hebrews chapter 4 tells us something. Whatever man is looking for, whatever religion is looking for, whatever politics is looking for, the answer is in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 3. But let's read from verse 1. Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 1 to 3. Let me get there. It says here, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest,
any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Although, take note, their works were finished from the foundation of the world. Whatever anyone is looking for, their works were finished from the foundation of the world.
That's right.
But now, when Jesus came, he gave a key. He said, be careful how you hear.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I thought hearing should just be hearing. Be careful, one, how you hear. Be careful, two, what you hear.
Right.
He made those two statements. Be careful how you hear. Be careful what you hear.
Amen.
Because you can hear. And what is coming to you, something stays inside of you and say, don't hear it that way, don't hear it that way. Hear it this way, hear it this way. You know, this is who you are. No, we are nobodies.
Right.
And we want God to make us what he wants to make us.
Amen.
Amen. God sent the prophet John the Baptist. He knew that if John was allowed to grow and have a normal childhood life in Jerusalem, in Bethany, in Bethlehem, the region, he would be mixed up. Satan is not a joker, as some of us think. The fight he fights with us is not boxing. You know, in boxing they have brick. They have bricks, eh? When they are fighting, they stop. Then the other person goes and sit down. And then he comes back again. After some time, they go and sit down. Satan does not fight that way.
Right.
He is not only present, but he has a network. So the moment you fight and then you stop and you turn, once you go and rest, he hits you and you're gone. So the Bible tells us we must be alert. We must be alert. You must be ready at all times. You must be spiritually alert, awakened. So God disposed humanity of John and put him way there. But Abraham said he was about 9, was in the wilderness already. So they searched for him 1 or 2 years, they couldn't find him, they gave up. He resurfaced after another 20 years or so. Yes. 24 years. Some seasons, young people, youths, gone to fetch water or to fetch firewoods or to get something from the wilderness. And then they saw a strange man. A strange man. He looked terrible, but not harmful. And he was just crying. He was screaming there. He was saying things that could not be understood because time had moved. You know?
Uh-huh.
There was a time when they brought some kind of phones to us in Africa. You have to use your two hands to carry it and put on your ear. Hello. It has moved from that. You know, when you are going, the people, Africans, we put it on our shoulder and died. You have to look for network, sometimes a connection. The reception is not good. You climb a tree. Hello? Yes. And you'll be shouting. That's why we shout when we answer the call. It's not our fault. Because I came to Singapore the first time, I heard people saying, somebody died. What are you talking? But when we said, hello? No secret. And here we are telling a secret. So, in the days of John, time had moved. And we found this man. He was eating wild locusts and licking honey. How was he dressed?
Camel skin.
Where is he from? He came preaching scribes were well dressed. They had robes on. They had a way that they appeared. They had the language that was in vogue at that time that they used. They had study line. They had means of presentation.
Right.
When they came up, he had to present this way. If you didn't present that way, then you were not qualified to be one of them.
Right.
Like it is today. If an Assemblies of God preacher preaches, you know. If a Catholic priest preaches, you know. If an end-time message preacher preaches, you know.
Right.
But should it be like that?
Right.
God is not a familiar spirit.
Right.
If two persons have the same gift, the same operation, the same way of manifestation, one will be fake.
Right.
Or God will be a liar. He's too great
right.
to copy. Why do you try to be another person when your thumbprint is separate, is different, is unique? When your eye print is unique, your tongue, the print is unique. And many have come in the world and God has not repeated.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to be another person? God has shown us so much in scriptures, but we just cannot look at it. There was a time that Daniel was a standard. And that has proved to Nicodemus that his God was their God. Hallelujah. And so, Nicodemus wanted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to line up behind Daniel and do just as Daniel would do. If Daniel is lifted on his hand, they should lift up their hands. If Daniel is bowing down, they should bow down. No! Those men also proved that the God of Daniel is also the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And yet, the birds flew in the sky, they never collided. God is too great to be boxed into a form, into a pattern. And that's why there is no result. We sit back and excuse our failures and say, the Lord has finished everything. God has, we're just waiting for the rapture. No one is going to come again. Who tells you? 98 were baptized in Fiji. Over 50 Muslims in the Middle East.
Right.
Young men. I was telling a preacher from Canada, I said, the young boy you saw that you baptized is preaching. He said, how can he preach? I said, yes, he's preaching. He's preaching in Morocco. He's preaching in Sudan. He's preaching in Egypt. I was standing in Egypt. I could not go to Egypt because I was afraid of dying. But God raised men to go.
Amen.
Don't bring your pattern.
Right.
Just follow him. For Paul said, follow me with your Bibles open as I follow Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So Paul can make a little shift. Looking unto Jesus.
Right.
The author and the finisher of your faith.
Amen.
So John came. He was not in school. The school of the scribe. He was not there. His name, he was supposed to be in the family of the priest. He did not take the training. So he was not there. Why? God was changing the priesthood they knew. God was changing the priesthood. It was time for a change. And when God is about to move on, people don't want God to move. Shall we stay here and build three tabernacles? One for Peter, one for Elijah, Moses, and you, Lord? There's no need for us. But you left nine of your brethren back there. You just don't want to go. Because you felt good. Greater days are still coming. Didn't Brother Abraham say that we are expecting a ministry?
Mm-hmm.
A short quick work is coming.
Mm-hmm.
So do we need to wait for Brother Abraham to resurrect? As I was told in America, he needs to come back and preach. Brother Nice, don't preach anything. Brother Abraham is going to come back and is going to lead us into the rapture. That's not true. He didn't say so.
Right, that's a lie.
It's a lie from the pit of hell. Please, brethren. Please, brethren. Our attention is the Lord, is the one that Brother Abraham worshipped, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The one who was with him always. There's no man in this generation that got that close to God. And he was not a hypocrite. He referenced God.
Right.
He magnified God. He never tried taking God's place.
Right.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
John came up and was telling them, Emmanuel, it is true. Telling them, one of these days, that one that we are talking about will appear. I wonder what the Pharisees were doing there. They don't want to think, but they are going. Ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of truth. They encourage themselves. Annas, that could be you. Say to me, okay, Pastor, it could be you. Of course, who else? Even if it's not Annas and Caiaphas and all the chief priests, who else could the Messiah be? But they will not baptize in John's baptism. But they will not come and sit and submit themselves to John's ministry. And that was going on. Then the next day, the Bible says Jesus came. He had been coming before, but this time he came alone. He was walking, not turning, just facing John, walk straight right into the water. It was not for the kind of baptism they were baptizing. This was washing the sacrifice, identifying that loan that God took from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And John saw him, and the Lord gave him the sign to know that this was the one, the body that was prepared. And he said, I can't baptize you. I was waiting for you to say, suffer it to be so for now. It behooves us to fulfill all righteousness. That was the last time all righteousness will be fulfilled. We are not here to fulfill all righteousness. We are here to seek God and to fulfill, seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Not all righteousness, because He came as an order to at least present Himself, let it be known, and let John do the handing over. Yes, but right after that, the next day, after the baptism, Jesus was passing, and John stood with Andrew and Philip, his disciples for a long time. They have sworn allegiance to him. We believe this message. We will stay with this message. We will never leave this message. But the message is not a tree. It's a life.
Right.
The message moves.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
So they were saying that, and John was just watching them, was just looking at them. And Jesus was passing. He said, oh, behold that person. He said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the whole world.
Hallelujah.
Ah, what were they looking at? Behold the man that I baptized yesterday. No, that Lamb, the Lord that we have been servicing in the mind of God. The Lord that was taken for the mountains to come. The Lord that was taken for mankind to be created. The Lord that was taken for God to come out from eternity into time.
Lord.
That is the Lord. Follow him. He was not saying, behold him and stay back. No, when you behold him, you fall. Go after the word.
Right.
Every true ministry will point Christ.
Amen.
Recognize the work of God, even in others. You see, Brother Abraham was so wise by the grace of the Lord. He knew those ministers that were not true. He knew them. But you know what he did? He took what was right from them. He drew the line. Took what was right from them. He had to be with them.
Right.
He had to preach for them. He was the voice of God in this generation for them.
Right.
If you are not friendly, how can you reach people? So do you go to the market and say, I want to buy some potatoes and tomatoes. Do you believe the entire message? No, you don't just, I can't buy from you. Amen. The world will be such a bad place
yes.
if people, if everyone is trying to think like that, if we all are kings, who are we going to rule?
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You get it.
Right.
So, I'm not going to stretch for long because we're coming back. John pointed that innocent lamb of God, and immediately two men. Wow.
Yes.
True witnesses. True witnesses. The testimony of true witnesses.
Uh-huh.
Witnesses are people who at least must have seen.
Right.
Because an evidence must be seen. Amen.
Amen.
So you don't say that you're calling to a court to be a witness, and you said that a vehicle knocked down somebody and the person died, and then you saw the vehicle, or you know who knocked down. And then said the judge say, you swear to say the truth and all, nothing but the truth. Say yes, you're a witness. Okay. What happened? Say, as I was sleeping, I heard doom. Then I woke up and I looked out the window, I saw a blue car pass. You heard doom. What if your cupboard fell? Or the cupboard of your neighbor? And it was not out there. So a witness, you can't be a true witness.
Right.
He said to them, behold, they saw him.
Right.
And when they heard that voice and they saw, they said to John, it has been wonderful having you. Thank you for leading us this thus far.
Amen.
And for being a sincere leader.
Amen.
And for pointing that which we are waiting for.
Amen.
They kissed him. And they moved on. Did you hear John say, you're leaving me? Come back! No.
That's right. Sorry.
It was those who waited that caused problems for John.
Yes.
I went back and said, he's not even coming to visit you in the prison. Is that how to be a Messiah? He's not even caring about you. And then John said, go and ask him if.
Yeah.
Yes. Go and ask him. And then they went. They're glad they went. John said we should ask. Are you the one to come or we should wait for another one? John, how would you find another one? The other one is Judas. Yes! If John was on the street, like all the other preachers, he would choose Judas. He was also a notable man. He was also presentable. They came to the ministry at the same time with Jesus. Prospered in the ministry at the same time. Died the same day, the same way. They both hung on the trees. And their spirit came back in the church the same time. He's here. It's a spirit. Amen. You must choose which spirit controls you. But suddenly, the Holy Ghost will lead you to all truth.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is not a spirit of confusion.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is a spirit that will tell you move forward. I have yet many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you were with them for 3.5 years. And you cannot tell them those things. Say, but when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come.
Yeah.
And yet, when he, the Spirit of Truth, came, he didn't come in one man.
Amen.
He gave some things to this. He gave something to this. He gave something to this.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
But, just to bring it down a little before we go in prayers, is the pattern. Watch something of seeing God's program, how he paid the price, how the redemption comes. When it came to that of the Gentiles, when the Lord moved and focused on the Gentile world, you know, of course you understand that. He showed that in the land of Israel when in Egypt, he went to Egypt, brought them out. By the hand of Moses. He brought them out. And Moses led them. Endured them. They also endured the Lord. The Lord endured them. That's the journey. Ups and down. 40 years passed. And God took Moses. And when he took Moses, They still wandered about a little. And God raised Joshua.
Amen.
And told Joshua, it is time to cross over. Now, Joshua crossing over is one thing to cross over. When we cross over into Jordan, when we cross over into Canaan, there is division of lands.
Mm-hmm.
There is obtaining of inheritance.
Right.
So, how did Joshua survive that? When he was not Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What is the Joshua today? How could Joshua survive that? Now, Brother Abraham said, he said Joshua had a greater task than Moses. The message, as I was with Moses.
Uh-huh.
Look at it. He said, Joshua had a greater task. Number one, this is a boy that grew among them. One of the youths that they saw running around. They saw him when he was 10. And here he comes. Because when God anoints a ministry, don't think he announced to the whole world that he has anointed this man.
No.
If he did that, John would not have a position.
Right.
If he did that, Jesus would not have been killed.
Right.
If you say the Lord calls you, you are the one to boldly tell the testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell it.
Right.
No. Let's assume the Lord calls you. No. We don't need to assume. Either called you or he didn't call you.
Right.
But he has called all of us for different purposes.
Right.
Like I was explaining. He has called us into the body. But the body has body gifts. And every member of the body must operate, or else the blood of Jesus is not flowing through you.
Right.
But the head has got the head gift. The fivefold ministry is the head gift.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. These head gifts will set the church in order.
Amen.
Will do the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. Will edify the body. And in all, perfecting is a continuous word.
Amen.
Perfecting the saints.
They
will bring things new and things old. Scripture mentioned new things. You don't deny it. And then things old. Before I came, we're having some series being handled in the Lagos church. And somebody just came and they said to me, you see, Brother Nice, I think you should leave this subject. You should just leave this subject. What do you mean leave this subject? And I said to them, okay, I don't know why you come here. You said that there's nothing good in this man, but you keep coming. Why do you come? I asked him, okay, but now, do me a favor. We have a very patient church, as you can hear. Even I know in Africa that happens. We have a very patient church. We're not afraid of anything. You can come and preach whatever you want to preach. But the people will ask you questions. Yes. Because our church started like a school. Because we're all young students. Amen. And most of them were beaten because of this faith. One of them is studying law in China. The father, a police commissioner, refused to send him to school because of this faith. And the young man stood. He refused of all plea. Can you imagine that people are still persecuted that way? Even up to this year, we had one brother Brian. The father persecuted him and threatened me. Brother Billy just about to come. I said, Brother Nice, if there is anything, who is that fellow? Say, it has not gotten to that. Persecuted because of this truth. So we will listen to you, but we will ask you questions.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Brother, the book of Revelation is before us. Take the message of Brother Brown. Preach to us the seven trumpeting angels. That's the subject. Why? You don't need to know because Brother Abraham didn't talk about it. Then that's foolishness. Do you know why?
Yes.
In places for people like us who go to the field, we are asked questions.
Right.
You know who Seventh Day Adventists are? They study, my brother.
Yes, right.
They are not chickens. Uh-huh. So for if I didn't have any other, I don't even want to care about other people that got baptized. But when I think of the over 20 souls who came asking questions and opening their books, they study.
Right.
And yet you know the entire message, people don't study. Yet it is for us that the light came.
Right.
And we've learned the about.
That's true.
May God have mercy.
That's right.
They study out there. The Jehovah's Witnesses are not a push out. They're not a pushover. If you don't hold your ground, they will sweep your uncle. They will sweep your auntie. You have all relatives in the denomination. Don't you know it's a loss to you? It's a loss. Yes, we know that no one can come except the Lord draws him. But have you tried? And then they will ask you a question. What does this place say?
Yes, brother, you know, the prophet didn't talk about it. So what he didn't talk about, we just leave it. Let's talk about what the prophet has talked about.
That's not humility. It's wickedness.
Right.
Because we have heard those who came out complaining, fighting the ministry of William Brown, they said when they asked their pastors in the local assembly, their pastors didn't give them answers and said to them, if you can't understand it, just believe it. That's not correct.
Mm-hmm.
Nicodemus was trying to understand.
Right.
He was trying to believe, but he could not believe what he did not understand. So Jesus clearly said in another place, it is given unto you to know. Brother, you need to know.
Right.
It is not given unto you to believe. It is given unto you first to know. You will know. If their minds, if they were not pricked in their minds, how would they say, men and brethren, what shall we do? The fountain of all knowledge is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The fountain of the only wise God. He's God. The only wise God. Look at the terms that he's calling him. Amen. So I said to them, take any message. Combine all the messages you want to combine. Preach for us the seven trumpeting angels. If you don't know where it is from Revelation chapter 8, from verse 6, to Revelation chapter 11, from verse 15 now. Up to verse 15, yes. That's where it goes. And tell us, how do you find the seven thunders in chapter 10? How do you find the silence in chapter 8? From verse 1 to 5.
Right.
You need to read your scripture. You need to know because Brother Brown was preaching the message from the same place.
Right.
The message was supposed to come and explain this, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when the message explained, we folded this one and threw away. No, in Congo, brothers don't go to church with the Bible.
That's right.
Go to the pulpit and said, let's read scriptures. As I opened the scripture, everyone was just standing. The young men were just standing there. They just wait for me to finish my thing. My thing. What are your Bibles? Ah, we don't need Bibles. If the Bible is a deep forest, you can't understand. And yet, let me say, this redemption I'm talking about, this is the force that goes to drive it, the revelation of this word. You need this Bible until the day of redemption. After the day of redemption, you don't need it again.
Right.
We'll drop this Bible before the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
So those who have dropped it too early, because they will not get there. A problem.
That's true.
So you need to that the force that carries you. It is written. It has been revealed. Amen. We're coming to that. So John, when he pointed, they moved.
Amen.
Then Moses. Amen. Moses brought them out and wandered in the wilderness. Joshua came. And Joshua has got these tasks. What is that Joshua ministry today? Yes, it is easy to say it's the fivefold ministry. Yes. It is easy to claim it is the fivefold ministry. It's the fivefold ministry. But what is actually, do you actually believe the five-fold ministry? Do you believe it? Do you know? Do you care? Somebody ever told you, brother, is there a church somewhere here? Do you know there's a church when you just came to Iceland? I don't know, is there a church in Iceland? Is there a body of believers somewhere? In Morocco? In Tunisia? Where is the work of the ministry? People are taking money. Money is circulating. Preachers are taking huge tithe and they are going for holidays. Ah, they go for relaxation. So the church is going for camping. I went to the States. I went to Brown's Tabernacle. They were not holding service that day because they went for camping. They went camping. Brethren, every one of us, don't think that God is not seeing you. He knows you. He says, oh, thank God I'm not a preacher. He knows you. He has got something for you to do. There is no lazy part in this great body. You are redeemed to put into work. You're going to walk the walk and get him. Do everything to get him. Now, getting in here in our time is that the Holy Ghost come into us. And don't let any man set the pattern by which you should receive the Holy Ghost. No, sir. The word, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in the heavens. So they say, oh, it's a promise. If God has saved you, he will seal your faith. It's not something that you're going to struggle. God's way is simple. Man make it difficult. You mustn't receive the Holy Ghost and feel the way I'm feeling. No. You mustn't receive the Holy Ghost and do the things I am doing. No. But there will be one spirit. There will be one faith. There will be one baptism. Are you following me? Amen. But the manifestations can be different. Or else God will be a familiar spirit. Now, don't get discouraged because you have never shouted. Don't get discouraged because you have never cried. You don't need to cry because the brother cried. You don't need to shout because the sister shouted. You don't need to bow because another person bowed. He can lead you to jump. That is you. He's so great that we cannot box him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's learn to tolerate one another and understand one another. If we understand the Lord, we will understand one another. Why do you want everybody to look alike? Even when we even come from the same country and the same race, we don't look alike. Or else you take another person's child to your house thinking it's your child. But you don't look alike. Amen. Then why do we want to look alike in the spirit?
Amen.
Joshua had work to do.
Right.
He was to divide the land, the inheritance. Mind you, that wasn't part of Moses' program.
Mm-hmm.
So shouting on Moses won't help you. Moses is gone. He has finished his course. Amen.
Amen.
Joshua, when he walked that evening behind the walls of Jericho, he feared. Because he was used to Moses dividing waters.
Right.
The miracle of Moses was always on waters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he needed to do miracles on bricks.
Mm-hmm.
what does he do? So he got to divide the bricks. And then did you talk about Joshua having a rod? He never had a rod. He had a sword.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. But Moses had a rod.
Right.
Oh, brother, nice. You know, you need to preach the word, you need to put on a suit. Put on a suit, you know, put a brown boy suit. Yeah. Amen. In Congo, the title of the message must be exact type for Brother Brown preached. You can say anything, but let it be exact. the message you preached, deep color to the deep. And then you put the year, 1959.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can preach.
Amen. God is not looking for people like that. He doesn't want to raise such children who cannot stand the devil, who have now created a religion out of the Lord will do nothing except he reveals to his servants and prophets, who have created a religion from Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today and forevermore. We have created a religion from the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide with us now and forevermore.
Right.
They've created a religion sort of from that. Amen. Joshua, what are you going to do? You have no rod. I'm sure you have no long gown like Moses used to have. Because he was a soldier.
Right.
He was a horseman all his life. So how is he going to behave? So he walked by. He walked by the wall. And suddenly, he saw another man.
Mm-hmm.
And being a soldier that he was, he didn't look for a stick, a rod. He pulled his sword. Hey, who goes there?
And I said, put down your sword. Joshua, I am the captain of the army of hosts. The captain of host, of which you are a corporal in this damage. I've come to give you instructions.
Amen.
Instructions on how this war will go down. Shall take 7 priests, put them in front of the Ark of Covenant. It has never happened before.
All right.
We've never had a time where men go ahead of the Ark. Have you heard of
mm-hmm.
the Ark led Israel? It has never happened before.
Right.
7 men who go ahead of the Ark.
Amen.
What are you talking about? I don't know. 7 men who go ahead of the Ark.
Amen.
Because it is Gentile land. Jericho was the first world Gentile city.
Right.
Laodicea is the last world Gentile city. And Moses has gone. And Joshua is walking by the walls. We are looking for freedom. We want to crack the wall. We don't have the rod.
Run there, where's the pillar of fire?
I don't have.
Why are you preaching when you don't have a vindication?
I don't know. But I'm walking by the wall.
Right.
Amen.
I'm waiting for the appearing of the captain. When he comes, he says, 7 men will go ahead of the ark.
Yes,
right.
Amen. But Lord, Joshua said, you need to preach it to the people. He told Joshua, preach it to the people, teach them, tell them,
right.
Explain it to them. Because you can't just do it. They will say, no! What did you say that way? Tell them. When you get back, during the break time, you can read that Joshua chapter 6. Read it.
Right.
Say, let them know. Tell them. 7 men, 7 priests. They will not have trumpet of brass. No.
Mm-hmm.
Trumpet of silver. No. Mm-hmm. Ram's horn.
Right.
Each day, for 6 days, you will round the city once. Does that say something? On the 7th, you will go around 7 times. 7 church ages, 7 messengers, you cannot have 8. 1 through bride, you cannot have 2 brides. 1 through message is not another message.
Right.
Brother Brown did not bring a new message, he continued the message of Moses.
Amen.
Redemption is one line. You don't multiply it.
Right.
You don't parallel it. It's a straight line. From Adam to Abraham to Christ. One line. Amen.
Amen.
John. John was Elijah, correct? The spirit of Elijah was upon him. So,
yes.
Have we checked? John had the spirit of Elijah. Elisha received the anointing of Elijah. Brother Abraham had the anointing, the spirit of Elijah. There's another one coming with this, with Moses, the spirit of Elijah. So, in heaven, how many Elijah will we have? Just one. The Elijah, the Tishba.
Right.
Others will be Elisha, Abraham, and whatever the name of the other one will be. They will be themselves.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't be deceived. God, who uses the man, is greater than the man.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And true servants of God know that. So Joshua said, is that all? He said, you go. And he came the next day. They prepared. He gave the instruction. He preached the message. Faith has to be preached. They're waiting for after faith. It is not what you know. It has to be preached.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Rapturing faith must be preached. If it is faith, it must be preached.
Amen.
Faith cometh. Not by thinking. Not by looking. Faith cometh by hearing.
Amen.
And hearing by the word of God. So rapturing faith must be preached. He went the first day. Second day. You know they are trying to go in. Go in where? They were coming out from one Egypt. And they need to go to Canaan. And they turned. The sixth day they turned. The seventh day they came early again. They started. And those adversaries of theirs were just looking down and they were laughing. They were sure. They were sure they had found the price they were looking for, but they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
When the seventh passed, those seven priests blew this ram's horn. I wonder how it sounded. Oh, they just blew the sound. It was not even very interesting. They blew. But the message was, when you hear the horn, the sound horn, you believers, respond.
Right.
Don't be muted. Respond.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they blew the ram's horn. The wall didn't come down.
Right.
But when the believers, when they responded, hallelujah,
amen,
there was an earthquake. The city sunk. Went down. It was buried. Leaving only a little. The wall like this. The wall, you know, you can't fold this by the side. You can fold it this way because it's the hands are here. The width. The width was very wide. You can't fall like this. It broke. Broke down. And he said, Ascendor! That's the rapture. Ascendor! And those Israelites, they ascended up. They jumped up, jump on the rocks, jump on the stones, jump on the pillars, enter into the town, finish the rest that was alive. Brethren, they came out and they got it and took their inheritance.
Amen.
It is one thing to say we are out of denomination.
Yeah.
But over time, we have reformed denomination in our minds.
Right.
We have reformed generation in our characters. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I was there, so I know. I know the original settings when I see one.
Right.
Yes, because we plan those things out. My uncle, my father, they're all church leaders. So we know. Amen.
Amen.
We are reforming it. We choose who to love and who not to love.
Mm-hmm.
We choose who to befriend and who not to befriend.
That's true.
And yet we don't have denomination. What is a denomination? We get the sect from the word of God. That's not true. One time, Brother Ram was returning from preaching, it was raining, and then the rooftop of a church, it was actually a Catholic church,
a small countryside church. The Bible tells us, Paul said, there will be some who will not have natural affection. He didn't say spiritual affection. Natural affection. You need to love humanity for being God's creation. Amen. You need to respect people. That doesn't mean you don't hit them. The brother said I respect people. I do a lot of hitting back home. I call names. Because the names are calling us, so we call them in return. We have to blow it hot. Because ours is a society where if you are not careful, even you'll be swept underneath.
Right.
Praise the Lord. We will continue from here in the afternoon.
Amen.
But let us pray now.
Okay.
Remember, as I close, it says, it is coming out and going in. We know what we have coming out, what we came out from. But where are we going? Have we entered? If we have entered, what have we entered into? If we have entered, why are we behaving as though we are in Egypt? Why are we dressed as though we are Egyptians? Why do we resemble the Canaanites? Have we forgotten the law? Have we forgotten the warning? Have we forgotten the motive and the purpose of God? We are debtors. Even to this flesh. We have to live for God and not for this flesh. We have to live for the Word and not for any man.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let's bow our heads.
Glory to
God.
Praise you, Lord. Thank
you, Father God. I am traveling on the right road. I am traveling on the right road. There is one way to the city of God. And I am traveling on the right road. I can see Paul on the right road. And Brother Abraham on the right road. There is one way to the city of God. That's why I'm traveling on the right road. There are no creeds on the right road. No man traditions on the right road. There is one way, just one, to the city of God. That's why I'm traveling on the right road. Oh, I am traveling on the right road. I am traveling on the right road. There is one way to the city of God, and I am traveling on the right road. Father, we thank you for your great love and care.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
As Peter said, that our minds be guided, that we should take care and await the recognition to recognize that revelation of Jesus Christ, who from the foundation of the world was set in the mind of God to be that price that the world needs for redemption. Mighty Redeemer, help us in our weaknesses. There is this fear that the early group of preachers pressed into the heart of believers. Instead of the Holy Ghost, they brought
the spirit of bondage.
Yes, Lord. Proceed.
Dear Father,
hallelujah.
You are not an oppressor.
No,
where the Spirit of God is, the Bible says that there is liberty.
Amen.
Lord, we pray this afternoon that your mighty hand will rest in the hearts of your children. In this island, Lord, even those that are not here, our prayer earnestly go for them, oh Father. Even loved ones that have not yet come to know the price that has been paid, that are still searching, oh mighty Redeemer, grant grace, oh Lord, that your word of truth will locate them.
Amen.
Deliver us, Lord, from every bondage. Amen. Bondage of idolatry in our hearts. The fear of believing the word outrightly. Deliver us from the spirit of man pleasers. Deliver us from respect of persons over the word of God.
Yes.
Deliver us from feigned love.
Yes,
Lord. O King of glory, we pray this hour that your name will raise a standard. Bless us, Lord, and bless the word that you have sent.
Yeah.
Lord, we ask that your peace will rest in our hearts.
Yeah.
And give us that promise to find rest in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Keep us watchful that we may not sleep. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible said, out of babe has thou, you know, out of the mouth of babe has thou prophetic praise. And Emmanuel says, hallelujah, I heard him say that. He said that, didn't he? Yeah. It's wonderful to hear a little child just to raise up the voice, hallelujah, to right, Emmanuel.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, that's a wonderful message, brother. Nice. It's one very good message that helped for a long time. There are many preachers that I've heard, but many of them, there's no substance, you know, you hear. They talk about the end time, they talk about Brother Branham, or Brother Branham said, and think about the things about the earth. But you know, the Bible mystery, there's still a lot. There's still a lot of mystery that is there hidden. But we still have not uncovered it. And you know, the thing is that we are so used to hearing the message of Brother Branham that we find it hard to really search the scripture and study it. You know. I mean, we say, well, some of us may say, oh, Brother Nizer, what you have said, I know about it. But the application of types and shadows in the Bible is not easily handled. And few people can handle typology. I was a typologist myself when I was in the Assemblies of God, but when I came to Mass and heard how Brother Branham preach it, I said, oh Lord, this is a man that handles typology so well. And I said, I love that. Because Jesus Christ used typology, or we call parables, you know, and to show some deep things. On the surface, everybody said, yeah, I know, so I went for the soul, this and everything. No, you know, you fall on a good ground, the seed will grow. You fall on a hot, you know, wayside, it will grow, and then you die off. Or the book picks it away. But there's a whole lot of deep things under it which is not revealed until the Lord mentioned. And that's how the mystery of God is on the surface of the Bible. Everybody says, we know, I read it, we understand it. But a lot of people don't understand. You know? And the mystery of God is still there. Brother Branham did not bring it all. I have been challenged many times in Nigeria, in Ghana, in the Philippines. Oftentimes, they challenge me on that issue. But when I ask them a simple question about some mystery the Brahman never touched on, tell me what is it the Brahman have ever mentioned it. And they're dumbfounded, they couldn't answer it. And they say, well, I believe anyway Brahman brought it up. No, Brahman was only a pointer. Remember that. God gave me a ministry here is to raise up people that can understand the scripture. Father, thank you for that beautiful word, Lord. Thank you for the message. Lord, we know you're still unfolding your word to us in this last day. You are continuing to press on to the prize of our high calling. And we are climbing up onto higher ground from day to day. Walking with you in your own word. You walk your word with us, Lord. Amen. Guiding us, teaching us, opening up, Lord, as it was in the day when Jesus Christ joined the two disciples on the way to Emmaus. And they didn't realize that our Lord Jesus was walking with them. But they were so taken up, Father, with the events they have taken place, O Lord, just a few days ago. But when they sat down for a little fellowship, and when Jesus reached out and took breath, and he prayed, he break it, and the eyes of those two disciples were opened, and they saw the beautiful words broken out for them. Oh, wonderful Lord, blessed Master, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for eternal life. We can never thank you enough, Lord. We can never thank you enough for all that which you've done for us. May that which you have granted us, given us, Father, your grace, your word, your life, your mercy, your goodness, your faithfulness, everything that is in Christ Jesus, may we be faithful to your word, that we bring no disgrace to you, Father. Help us not to treat your grace and make it a disgrace. For you have been so great, a great mercy for God that you are, that you reach out your hand and grant us that faith to see our Redeemer. And we thank you, Lord. So, Father, for this offering now here, we pray the Lord that you bless Brother Nice and bless the family, bless his ministry. It is a great responsibility, Lord, for the word that you have anointed him to bring it forth to his own people as well as besides going out to other parts of the world. You know that, Lord, soon the world has to come to a close. But before that, O Lord, while we still have breath, and it could still breathe and our hearts are beating. Let it be like Jeremiah, we could say, the word of God burns in my heart, burns in my spirit, and we need to go forth and to spread the word of eternal life. So Lord, bless this offering then.
Amen.
And bless your servant now for his family. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
As we close, take the name of Jesus with you, the first and second stand and the last stanza.
Take the name of Jesus with you.
Oh,